About 30 people stopped by Providence St. Patrick Hospital's Broadway campus building today to get a peek at the new chopper, and they weren't disappointed on this cool, bright blue early spring day. Right on time, the sleek new EC-135 swiftly and nimbly swooped in, made a pass around the building, and came in for its final approach on the front lawn with its nose pointed to the north. It certainly must have surprised unsuspecting drivers on Broadway as that helicopter went right over their car roofs and, in its powerful rotor wash, kicked up road grit, dirt, and litter as it made its loud, admittedly exciting, and remarkably gentle landing. MedStar's Missoula base chief Tony Rayner is brand new to town, just moved here from South Carolina. He points out some of the key differences between the new helicopter and the familiar yellow and green Life Flight chopper it replaces.
It's a rear-loading aircraft. It does have a dedicated stretcher, and that makes quite a large difference if you're on a scene call. And even if you go to interfacility or in between hospital transfers, you no longer rely on the ER staff or security to bring you a stretcher. You have your own dedicated stretcher. You can load from the rear instead of relying on the sled and the side entry. So it's actually quite a bit easier for the crews. The other difference is that given this rear loading configuration, the prior aircraft, the patient basically was right beside the pilot. So this one, there's no communication, as in the patient cannot reach the pilot. So there's that safety factor.
Rayner adds the new platform is a powerhouse that sports a different style.
It's a dual-engine aircraft. And the other large thing is you'll notice, if you can see it on the old aircraft, you'll see that exposed tail rotor.
Yes.
This one has an enclosed tail rotor, because there's no spinning blade that you could accidentally walk into. If you wanted to, of course, from the side, but overall it is still a safer aircraft. It has a greater rotor height, and then like I said, with the enclosed tail rotor.
Hugh Peterson is a registered nurse who works in the helicopter. He's done this for almost 10 years and admits that while the job can be thrilling, it can also be really scary.
At times it can be, but you know, we focus on safety a lot. That's a primary concern. But when we have our patient back, we focus on them, and you know, all the scary things kind of go away as we focus on our patients and treating them. So,
what's it like? You're landing, maybe I'm just, you know, making this up, on a highway somewhere, terrible car accident. Yeah. You have a patient who's screaming in pain, and it's such a cramped workspace, it seems like to me. What's your workflow? I mean, how does everybody organize together?
Well, communication is key, right? From the beginning when you're landing for safety purposes and communicating with your partner on the priorities of patient care. Of course, making the patient comfortable and treating their life-threatening injuries, that's important. But yes, we try to get everything done before we put them in the helicopter if we can. But if it's an urgent situation, we need to get them here where the physicians can treat them. Sometimes we'll have to do things inside the helicopter, and it gets very cramped. Yeah, I think it's worse than a Volkswagen if you've crammed five or six people in a Volkswagen.
It's like a clown car.
It can almost be that way, yeah.
The work comes with inherent risks, risks Peterson says are always on the minds of the flight team.
Morbid question. Seattle, a couple of weeks ago, terrible urban helicopter accident. That has to go through not only your mind, but your family's and friends' loved ones' minds as well.
Yeah, and those are the kinds of things we like to avoid, right? But they're rampant in the industry. You know, we do what we can to prevent that stuff. We're very thorough in our safety approach. We have a safety brief every day. You know, every once in a while you'll get that mechanical failure. It's a sad thing. You know, one of our pilots knew that pilot there, was acquainted with him, and so it brings it home. It really brings it home. So we do everything we can to provide for the safety of the crew and the patients that we transport.
Northwest MedStar begins its service from its base at Missoula International Airport tomorrow morning with the helicopter, a fixed-wing plane, and its ambulance service. For Montana Evening Edition, I'm Edward O'Brien.